Freddy, what did I do? Yeah.
Welcome to the What Did I Do podcast, where I talk about things that I have done and things that I will do. And today is a crispy morning here in Deep South Texas. I say that because anything under, I guess, 50 degrees, we're all, or at least I am, I get really cold. There was a friend of mine who lives up north. He said, hey, Freddy, you should move over here and I'll help you find a job over here. And you'd probably like it. I said, maybe I would like it during the summers, but not the winters. I asked him, what do y'all do during the winter? Because I'm the type of person who likes to be outdoors and just be able to move. When it's too cold, I hate wearing the jackets and I feel so constricted. Like I can't even move. But he said, no, well, what we do over here is we, during the winter season, when it's snowy, we'll go to a bowling alley or a bar and just drink there. But I thought, well, I'd rather do something else. I don't think I could live up there up north, you know, whether it's up in Ohio or Indiana or Michigan, that's kind of the places that I know a little bit about because I've been there before. But I'm a summer hot weather kind of guy. So, like I said, I'm Deep South Texas. Anything under 50, I can't move. I gotta stay indoors. I gotta make the hot soups, the caldos here, and just eat and hibernate. So I know it's January, but I'm already looking forward to March. I love March. I love spring. I love how the weather feels. I love the smells. This is what I like about Deep South Texas. So I look forward to that. So after the holidays, I'm getting back into the swing of things. I enjoyed the holidays, although to be honest with the way things are, I didn't really get out much. So I did a lot of watching movies. I ate a lot, of course, and I didn't get out that much. I don't think anybody is getting out, but so I'm happy to be back to work and just getting busy and occupying myself with other things because staying indoors in my house all the time kind of drives me crazy for a while. And I want to keep my mind busy with other things. It's fun. It was fun to be off for a couple weeks and I enjoyed it, but I'm ready to get back to work. And also I think by getting back to work, it also helps me to start getting back into my routine of running, working out, other things that I was working on. For some reason, during the holidays, I kind of just shut down, which was, it was a good change of pace. I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed it. But like I said, I'm ready to get back. And in the last episode that I recorded here, my brother Danny, shout out to my brother Danny. He said that he enjoyed it. And one of his comments was just, I should probably not be afraid to speak the truth and to stand up for what's right and speak my mind. And I agree with that. And I was happy to hear, you know, his critiques on it, which is pretty cool. And it's kind of tough, especially in this environment and in the way the country is right now or the world, right? Everything is, there's a lot of noise happening right now. There's a lot of noise and I wish I could just shut it all off and do my own thing. But I can't completely shut it off. I have to still pay attention. Like, I'm not going to just tune everything out. I will tune it to a certain tune it out to a certain extent. But I will say I'm cautiously listening to things that are hap to things that are being said, things that are happening, of course. But I cannot let that just rule my world. I cannot. And I caught myself the other day. I was listening to AM talk radio down here, and I was driving back from the park. I had a really good run, and I was feeling good. You know, I was sweating it out, and I was driving, heading back to my house. And I turned on, usually I don't, but I turned on the AM radio, and I was listening to it. And then somebody that a guest that they had. I will say the guest that they had kind of triggered me with what he was saying. He just sounded very, he was just not making sense. But it got to me so bad that I had to pull over near a convenience store because they live stream their broadcast and through Facebook. So you can engage with them through like the Facebook chat, the live stream. I went as far as pulling over, engaged in a conversation to call out this person, this guest that they had. And you know, I was literally engaged for like 5 minutes on this park at a convenience store doing that until I snapped out of it. And I remembered, I told myself, like, Freddie, what are you doing? Here we go again. Right? But it just, and I do that. I think I felt that because it just kind of sucks when you hear, untruths, lies, blatant lies. When you hear that, it gets me upset and but I need to get over it because in reality, this might sound weird, but what do I care? You know, this guy has an opinion and he's putting it out there. Just I'm making this video and I have an opinion. So, and we all go about our business. Why am I engaging? And I promised myself I would not do that anymore. It's just so tough. In this day and age, in the information age that we live in, right? There's so much information, so many outlets. I mean, we're inundated with all this information and all these experts and it's hard to navigate through it, and I failed. I failed because that was one of my it wasn't a New Year's resolution because I hate to do that. I don't do resolutions. I hate that. If you do it, that's fine. I mean, we do whatever we can, but I don't. I just even before the end of last year, I mean, I think I even mentioned in a previous podcast that I wasn't gonna be engaging in that kind of stuff, and here I am again. I failed. But I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop. I even you know, I went as far as I even closed my Twitter account, and because Twitter also was very toxic to me. It's all about instant opinions, instant gratification about a point that you have, and you just want to put it out there and counterpoint. And everybody seems to be an expert, and anybody who makes a comment, they will seem to be content experts. And I don't get it. And I found that every time I got on that app, I would just get upset. So maybe one of the problems is maybe I should have been more choosy in who I decide to follow. Right? Why am I following these people that I don't even agree with? But my thinking, in my defense, I thought you have to know what's happening with people who have different opinions than yours, which is true and it makes sense. I just think I turned it a little too far, paying attention more to those people, and it was triggering me all the time. And I thought, nah, you know, I have better things to do than every time I had downtime, I would be on it to see what's going on Twitter. No, that's enough. So I shut it down, and I'm glad I did. Although I will say my mind is a curious mind and I've been thinking of getting back on it, but not today, right? Not today, Satan. Not today. But who knows? It's just like the other day, I failed. I pulled over, I started engaging with people online. I shouldn't have done that. I think the consequences probably are worse than the satisfaction I get from maybe calling somebody out, right? What's that worth? What is that worth? And then the worst part is if you try to call somebody out who have their minds made up of where they stand and how they see things, I'm never going to convince them otherwise. So what the heck am I doing? But it feels good to just the pleasure of just calling somebody out and saying, hey, that's not even true. And what you're saying, there's nothing there. That's not real. What you're saying is not true. But I'm not going to do that anymore. I should pick other outlets, or maybe I should limit myself as far as listening to how much AM radio I want to pay attention to. I got to find something else. There's so much, like I said, there's so much noise out there. But I'm cautiously listening to what's going on, and I have to make better decisions, and I will make better decisions. In the meantime, I'm having a little bit I'm having a little bit of fun. Things are going good. I still, which is great news, for myself. I feel good about stuff right now. Nobody's perfect, and I'm working on myself, so I think everybody is. So that's good, and I have some goals that I've set that I want to accomplish, and I'm still writing, still working on other things that I have on the side. I still have my website here, alphahighmedia.com. Please check it out. I don't know exactly what I have to offer yet, to be honest. But I'm working on it. I'll figure it out. I think at some point it'll become more clear to me. In the meantime, I'm still grinding it out, still working, still doing my thing, and trying to be a better version of myself, still working on my faith. Oh, another thing I started was the there's this I noticed that every sometimes when I refer to things about my faith, I kind of preface it saying, I'm not a Bible scholar. And that probably got annoying for a while. So I decided to, I'm listening to this podcast by Father Mike Schmidt. It's The Bible in a Year. So far, so good. It's 2 weeks now. So it's a podcast and it's reading the Bible and they're going to read it. I mean, you can follow along in your own Bible. You can, and they've got this plan and everything. So it's in 1 year you can go through the whole Bible. So I'm doing that. And I've been finding out that so we just got started, but some of the stories I kind of already knew, but it's so now I'm at maybe at the end of this year, who knows? I'm not gonna have the right to say that I don't know where in the Bible it is, because maybe by the end of the year I will have learned. Maybe I will know where it exists in the Bible and I can specifically reference it in the future. Who knows? But that's something that it's pretty cool. I wake up in the morning as I'm getting ready, I'll turn on the podcast and there it is. So that's a good thing. And I wanted to mention that because I know a lot of people struggle with trying to read it. It depending on what version you have and how the words are. I remember when I was a kid, there was a lot of thou, these extravagant words, and I really didn't get it. I probably got every other word. But listening to it in plain English is just the best thing. I mean, I understand it. I know what's happening. I know what's going on. So that's something that I'm doing, and I feel good about that too. So far so good. It's the year is brand new. I'm looking forward to good things happening and me making it better and trying to be the best version of myself that I can be. And I know I'll make mistakes just like I did the other day, but I'm not going to pull over anymore. I'm not going to stop by the convenience store and go on a rant on Facebook or anything like that. Lesson learned. So yeah, moving forward, that's what I'm going to do. I hope you have other plans to make yourself a better version of yourself too. And don't forget to check me out. I am also on Spotify. I'm also on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you have podcasts, you can check me out or visit my website, alphahighmedia.com. Until next time, this is Freddie with What Did I Do?